Sally Murphy is with us now for the Rural News. Kia ora, Sally. The forestry industry is coming to a halt.
Kia ora, Charlotte. It is. It's an over-reliance on supplying logs for China's once booming construction sector is biting as demand dries up, pulling prices down. Forestry earned the New Zealand economy more than $6.3 billion in the year to June last year, according to MPI data. But those exports are forecast to drop 9% this year due to the weak property market in China. And that started with reports of some harvesting contractors being asked to park up as inventories of unsold logs stack up. Marcus Munson from forest management company Forest 360 says supply needs to be curbed to maintain good prices.
The global supply into China for logs has sort of dropped off a cliff, but New Zealand's still cranking along at quite a high rate, so we need to reduce our supply in line with what demand is running at in China. So in reality, we probably need to pull New Zealand supply back 15% to get in line with demand. And you know, there's no surprises that the Chinese economy's not in good shape at the moment. So the chances of the demand returning to where it was in the last couple of years are, you know, it's basically not going to happen.
Mr. Munson says the local industry is feeling the pinch.
Oh, it's going to be pretty tough this year. A lot of the contractors are in a bit of a poor equity position because this has happened, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years. So it is going to be very tough, and we will see some attrition. But, you know, history is a good predictor of the future. And if you look at what has happened in the past, once we find the bottom, it generally bounces pretty quick. But the key factor is just the demand isn't going to be there that we've seen in the last sort of, you know, sort of 4 to 5 years. So demand is reducing. So we just have to get a reduction in supply to meet that, and then pricing will be a bit more stable.
Marcus Munson says logs are piling up at ports in both New Zealand and China, with inventories increasing by more than 1 million cubic metres in the last month. To other news, the government's extending drought support into the North Island as farmers struggle with dry conditions. Northland, Taranaki, Horizons and Greater Wellington regions, including the Wairarapa, join parts of the South Island now in drought. The drought declaration unlocks tax relief for farmers and $80,000 for rural support trusts in the affected regions. The parent company of furniture giant IKEA has bought 3 forestry blocks around New Zealand for $26 million. Decisions just released by the Overseas Investment Office show the 3 sales were granted under the special forestry test. Monique Steele has more.
The Dutch company, Inca Investments, bought 235 hectares of Mount Marsh Forest in the Tararua district for $4.8 million, Totara Forest in Northland also for $4.8 million, and a 730 hectare forestry block in Clinton Otago for $16.5 million. The special forestry test was introduced in 2018 to support the then government's forestry priorities, but the test was scrapped in 2022 due to concerns about the amount of productive land being planted into trees. However, applications made before then are still being processed. Now, companies wanting to transform farms into forestry have to apply under the Benefit to New Zealand test. The latest round of decisions show the government granted the sale of 6 farms, which cover over 5,500 hectares, to be planted into forestry.
The minister responsible for wool, Mark Patterson, says farmers need a stronger voice in conversations around reviving the struggling wool sector. Industry leaders presented the challenges and opportunities for wool to Agriculture Minister Todd McClay and his associate Mark Patterson at a stakeholder meeting this week. Mr. Patterson is optimistic and says he's hopeful innovation will increase returns for wool growers. But he says there's a gap in the representation of those farmers doing the work, and he wants to address that.
Some early discussions around what some sort of transition to a more formalised wool industry farmer leadership look like. There's several leadership groups there or in different parts of the market, but none of them have the mandate to speak on behalf of farmers post the levy getting voted down. So that makes it difficult for government to engage when we're looking to revitalise the industry. Who do we actually speak to? So yesterday was a little bit about clarifying some of those channels. So, you know, just what does a modern fit-for-purpose industry group look like? But that needs to be industry-led in the first instance, but we can facilitate some of those discussions with the key players.
Mark Patterson says he's looking forward to speaking directly with farmers on these issues during the upcoming Woolshed tour that kicks off on April 8th. And just lastly, a third-generation cowboy from Rotorua is still basking in the glory after becoming New Zealand's all-round rodeo champion. Johnson Davis took the title at the Methven Rodeo Championship finals on Saturday. A fencer and farrier by trade, Mr. Davis says he's been a cowboy since way back.
Shoot, I've been doing this my whole life, so I'm 32 now, so yeah, I've done it ever since I was a little bitty kid, riding sheep and that, out docking and that, you know, and then I'd progress through the ranks, get on calves, steers, and then all the way up to bulls. So my grandfather got us started. I'm a third generation cowboy now and grew up on a farm and grew up riding horses and chasing cattle and sheep around on the farm, so yeah, I'm pretty cowboy.
Johnson Davis says he's chuffed to have the winner's buckle on his belt, some cash in his wallet, and the winner's trophy saddle. And that's the rural news for this week. Kia pai, tō rā.
Thank you very much, Sally Murphy.